And I might just add, I think it's more than splitting hairs to say that it's not exactly how it is that she disobeyed her husband. What it says in 1 Samuel 25, verse 19, she did not tell her husband. And maybe that sounds like, you know, one and the same. But if we think of her managing the household and Nabal sort of running the family business, if you might say, she went into the cupboards, and obviously they had big cupboards. This was a rich man. And she went into the cupboards and took these things to prevent bloodshed coming to her husband and her family. And it's not that Nabal said, don't go to her. What he had said was, I'm not going to help David. But she took things from the cupboards and brought them to David and said, I wish he hadn't said that. Here are some things that should make you see that you are honored by me. And she did tell her husband the next day, because she couldn't tell him that night because he was in a drunken party, at a drunken party. But again, just to say that it's, I don't know if we would say that she disobeyed, because I do think it's serious even in the context of an unbelieving husband, as it says in 1 Peter, that submission even to an unbelieving husband is very, very much expected and part of being godly. So I would add that to what you said.
I want to just cite one more example that Tim and I talked about earlier, and that's Rebecca in Genesis chapter 24. Genesis 24, Rebecca was responsible for the sheep, the family herd, and she was diligent in her work in taking care of those sheep. And as she comes to the well to take care of her work, this man comes up, and unbeknownst to her, he's on a mission. And he says to her, may I have a drink of water? And here is, again, strength in character. Some of us, or some of you, might have said, get it yourself. What's wrong with you? You got two hands. You know, you need a bucket, get your own bucket, right? Is that a quiet, meek spirit? I don't think so. But not only was she strength in strength, she says, okay, I will give you something to drink. But she says, you know what? Your camels need to be watered. And if you know the amount of water a camel drinks, she kept pouring until they were all satisfied. You think that's weakness? That's strength of character. Strength of character that says it's not about me. I'm going to demonstrate hospitality and grace to this visitor who's coming to our place. And I think that's a very important object lesson. Here is an unmarried woman who is demonstrating graciousness and going over and beyond to minister to a visitor who came across her path. Strength of character.
Does that relate to this question? You
want
to say that?
I think if I could just add to that, look down at verse 21. I think that's there's a marvelous phrase in verse 21 that just underlines the beautiful characteristic that's found in Rebecca. And that is that the man wondered at her. I mean, he just mm-hmm. Wow. And that's the servant, and he's looking for her to be the bride for Isaac, but he's looking and he's saying, this is outstanding, just what Marcus underlined for us. And you might say he was stopped right in his tracks because of the characteristic that she bore. And then and I would just also underline not only the meek and what was the other word you used?
Quiet,
but the strength of character. But also the energy in which she did it in. Notice in verse 20, she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough. Mm-hmm. And then up in verse 28, the young woman ran and told her mother's household these things. So there is not any type of laziness, but instead we would call that energy or zeal that is seen here. And I think that's a remarkable character as well.
Okay. Women I admire is Aksa in Joshua chapter 15. When she and her husband got the south land, he desires also the springs and caused her husband to order it from Othniel. Joshua chapter 15, verse 17, and the following verses.
That went back to 1 Peter. I'm not sure if you're ready for this, but going back to that verse that speaks about being of a gentle and quiet spirit, and the comment we were making was that this is something that should be cultivated, not just when a person is married, but obviously towards marriage and in your life. I have a contrast to that, and again, this is in Proverbs. I thought Mark was going to refer to this earlier, but Proverbs 21, verse 9. Better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. And then verse 19, better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. And I thought that in the context of what we're talking about, is that this person didn't get that way overnight. That these are characteristics that were probably developed in this person throughout their development, through their life. So it's a challenge for us to sort of, if we have that tendency now, to ask the Lord to help us to judge that so that we don't develop into this type of person in the future.
Quick point. I don't have a verse for it, but the woman should be doing it for the Lord. Primarily, it's not with the purpose of getting married. Or she's not going to do it like Rebecca did it because that's the way she was.
Exactly.
She didn't know who the servant was. So don't do it around the eligible young bachelors. Just do it because it's for the Lord.